From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, Chiefs fans. The second phase of free agency is rolling. The Chiefs are active in it. They made another acquisition. They lost out on one. We got to talk about all of them. Later in the show, Seth Kaiser is going to rejoin us. We're going to talk about your new boy, Joe Tooney, as well as another couple of options that are out there. We're brought to you today by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. This is going to be a fun one because, you know, Seth's generally entertaining and has some unique views, but this is that's putting it mildly, right? So that's entertaining to get him back on the show. I know you guys have been asking for that for a while. But the back and forth, the roller coaster that the last 18 hours has been interesting as well. The Chiefs did sign retired and then unretired Kyle Long, a right guard that played in Chicago, that left the league due to injury concerns. And they gave him, what was it, $5 million for a one-year deal, right?
Up to, that's the key.
Ah.
So it could be a lot less. It could be, you know, incentive-based. We don't know. But it does sound like Patrick Mahomes is the one that sold him on being in Kansas City.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, I mean, MVP wants you there. It kind of makes sense. Now, in my mind, you have one guard coming back from a year opted out, training in the snow by himself, not at a team facility. And then you have another guard coming out of retirement after 2019 he was hurt and ended up retiring, didn't play in 2020. This is, I don't think, a one-for-one thing. I think there's going to be, at the very least, competition, and you might see them piece together the right guard spot with both of these guys.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do in this situation. You have to remember this is up to $5 million. So we don't know the exact structure yet. When we get that, we will let you know. But until we get that, it's really hard to judge what they did on this contract and whether or not it's going to be an issue for Kansas City. So I do think that it's possible that, you know, we say $5 million, but it could end up being, you know, a situation where he's getting $2.5 million and he could get incentives for up to $5 million if he starts so many games.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what's going to be tied to, is how much participation is there. Another question that I got a lot already was, is he taking Mitch Schwartz's spot? He hasn't played tackle. According to PFF, I went and checked his snaps. He hasn't played tackle since 2015. I do not think he is slated here to play the right tackle spot. I think that is Lucas Niang as we sit here today, and that it would take a minor miracle to change that.
And I could say that I agree with you, and I probably do for the most part, but I have a hard time believing that they want to go with a guy that opted out again at right tackle. So I would say that he could be in competition for both spots.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, I mean, if we've learned one thing, Andy like versatility, and maybe that's what that buys you. We'll see what kind of shape he's in, and maybe we'll get a better answer there when they have some kind of veteran mini camp. If they do that this year, we're just going to have to find out. While that is an interesting contract they got done, I think the more interesting one is the one they didn't get done. And I actually feel a little bit relieved at this point, because $138 million for Trent Williams is not something I wanted the Chiefs committed to.
No, and obviously there's going to be a lot of people out there that are saying, well, okay, but you want Mahomes to get beat up? No, I don't want Mahomes to get beat up, but you have to look at the cap. You have to look at the situation. You have to realize he's 32 right now. He's going to be, what, 35 in 3 years, obviously 36 by the time the season rolls around in 3 years. That's when his guarantees will run out. That's $22 million a year. Yeah, you may not pay the last part of that contract. You probably won't pay the last part of that contract. It's all for fluff. But that's still a huge chunk of cash that you got to be worried about, and you're spreading out a signing bonus over a five-year period. So something you got to worry about there, too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, given that it came out at what was the final, like 23 point something per annum, if it played
just over Mektari.
Right, by 10K, you're right.
Yeah, and Mektari, and that was awesome, because Mektari came out and said, he specifically used a word. I don't know, he was pissed. He was joking with the guy. And said, you know, basically, you know, how dare you go over my contract, basically, is what it came down to. But
right.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, and I find it funny to the point of tears, actually, that the Chiefs might have been in it to that point. Like, I want to know what their last offer was. because I'm guessing they did go something above 20 a year. Now, obviously, we all know that the guarantee is the more important thing, and the way that it's structured, you can get out of it and all the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, it is about generally what those bigger numbers mean is that you're paying more. It isn't a dollar for dollar thing, but I am glad that they didn't actually land that. And I hope that they have the backup plan ready to roll. I think there's a couple interesting guys out there. Could be free agency, could be draft. I think it's a combination of both. How do you feel?
It should be. Yeah, I think Riley Reiff could be an answer for left tackle for this season. Is it ideal? No. But is it ideal for a situation where maybe you can go and find a left tackle in the future? Possibly. I will say this, though. The Williams thing, and this is what makes it interesting to me, the Williams thing, and with the way the free agent market has really played out in a lot of ways, maybe you can fill a couple more holes this year with some stop gaps and, you know, use some of your draft picks to trade up and get a tackle that you really want. Maybe you're able to go get a guy like Riley Reiff. Maybe you're able to go get a guy like Andrews from New England to play center. And then you're not as needed to go at other positions. And maybe you can trade away a couple draft picks and go get a left tackle. You know, there is still a possibility they can get Orlando Brown. I don't see it, but it does show that Brett Veach is willing to go out of his way to try to improve this offensive line. And he is not going to let Patrick get beat up like he did this past year.
Yeah, I hope so. I like that they put this much emphasis on it. And we're going to get into who will be protecting the left side of the interior for Patrick Mahomes. We're getting into that with our old pal Seth Kaiser coming up next. The chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics versus us do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing their prices based on whims like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or an account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend twice the money for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. Now's the time to find out which Built Bar is best. It's Built Bar Madness. There are daily matchups as all the high-powered flavors go head-to-head. Go to BuiltBar.com or at Built Bar on Twitter. Check out the matchup and vote in the Built Bar bracket. Remember to use the promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That's LOCKEDON20. To get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back and see who won today's matchup and who will become the best-tasting protein bar. We're covering everything you need to know about the Chiefs, but what about the rest of the league? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by Peter Bukowski, and it's all about sports, all you need, all the news, every morning, and it's under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to bring on our old friend Seth Kaiser from The Athletic and from his own Substack here in a minute, but I wanted to set you up that we recorded this on Tuesday night, a lot about your new left guard in Joe Tooney, but some other things that are not always going to last very long in this NFL. So a couple of these things have changed, but it's a great conversation, and I hope you guys dig it. Well, it's been a bit, but when exciting things happen around the NFL and certainly in Kansas City, we have to go find out what Seth thinks because we can't bounce it off of him like we used to. How are you, bud?
I'm doing really, really well. I miss the days of all the bouncing.
You could take that a lot of different ways, but off the walls in my head is probably the most likely. So, like,
whatever you're thinking, dear listener, is true. Whatever it is that just flashed through your mind. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think we're both probably caught off a little off guard this
yes.
week. You did an excellent write-up on Substack on your Chief of the North newsletter, folks. Go subscribe to that and do everything that you can to support Seth and what he does on his own. The Athletic, I love you guys, too. I'm just saying, you know, that's where it's at because I was shocked. I didn't think if they were going to spend money, it was going to be at guard, unless it was trying to, you know, make Clutchy Assembly like bionic or something like that. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. That would be the ideal fit. But I mean, yeah, it's tough to imagine him coming back after how he got hurt. I was surprised too, especially given the fact that there was no, you know, you heard all this smoke about Trent Williams and you thought, okay, Trent Williams, and then maybe they make one more aggressive move, maybe at center. We'll see what they decide to do. And just boom, out of nowhere, Tooney is just immediately signed. Clearly, they negotiated very quickly during the legal negotiating window. It's astonishing how teams and players can get these $80 million deals done in several hours.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I was really happy based on the people that I talked to that know stuff about the Patriots, based on their recommendations. And then after reviewing his film, I was even more happy. And just on a side note, speaking of the Chief of the North newsletter, I hardly ever do this, but I do have a special link that I occasionally give out to where it can be half off of even its normal price, which is already 60% off. So if anyone wants to DM me on Twitter, at RealMNChiefsFan, and say that you heard me here on Locked On Chiefs, I'll send you a special link and you can get it for $6 a year instead of 12. Just because, I don't know, let's celebrate. I did not warn Ryan. I was going to say that, by the way.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that could be fun. So because people deserve to be rewarded for listening to Locked On Chiefs. So,
Well, you deserve to be rewarded for what you're doing, because half of a 60 is pretty nice, I think. But
yeah, I ran out of. I'm very bad at math. It'll make Briscoe furious. So we all win in the end.
I'll have to remind him of that. but clearly, you do so much work on that Substack. And I know that something might be happening right now, but before we get into the details, at this point, I feel like they've shorn up. I think they have a plan for center myself. I think they might still draft somebody at that position, but clearly it's about tackle to me. And as we record this, they're still, you know, yakking with Trent Williams and so are the Niners, and it's kind of back and forth. It sounds like you're monitoring. So at this point, given what they spent on Tooney and what you've reviewed, I think the value's there. Do you think they should still be pursuing Williams?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. They've got the point to where they've got somewhere between $27 and $28.5 million in cap space this year. And Tooney's deal was clearly designed to where they could sign another massive deal here. I've also got a piece, if you're interested, if you do end up subscribing, a couple weeks ago, describing all the ways the cap can be manipulated. Mm-hmm. And structure is obviously the principal one. And that's what you're seeing here with the Tooney deal. They obviously paid an arm and a leg for him. And I wouldn't say he's the best guard in the NFL, because I think Quentin Nelson has that on lockdown, because he does everything Tooney does, but is also, well, he's not quite as technically sound as Tooney is. We can get into that. But he's also just a beast in terms of how strong he is. And that's not necessarily Tooney's game. But I'll start off, because people who listen to Locked On Chiefs have probably listened to us banter a long time. If I were to compare Tooney to a player, except I would say he's better, a little stronger, and not quite as athletic, I would compare him in play style to Mitch Morse. And people who know me know that that is not a name that I throw around willy-nilly.
No.
This is a compliment of the highest order. The only way I could compliment someone more would be if I said, like, Will Shields or something. And no one gets compared to Shields, because that ain't right to do that to anyone. But he reminds me of Mitch Morse in the fact that every snap is essentially perfect. Footwork, hand placement, redirection. When he starts to lose, the way he resets his feet and maintains a wide base, his balance is incredible. He does everything exactly right. When he's pulling as a guard, he gets to the exact right spot every time, to the point that where it gets boring. And I was starting to feel, because I kept charting run block win after run block win after run block win. And they're not dominant wins. He's not, you know, driving guys 10 yards down the field and pancaking them. But he gets to the spot every single time. And I was starting to doubt my system, because I was just charting more wins than I normally do for a guard. Excellent player. Whoever they have at center and left tackle is going to benefit from him. And I know I went off on a tangent there starting with Williams. But for me, you've got Patrick Mahomes. Double down on that. They've already doubled down on that with weapons. I think it would be interesting to go the other direction, knowing you already have Hill and Kelsey. You can fill in the weaponry if you've got a great offensive line. And if they signed Williams, they would have the best left tackle, left guard tandem in the NFL. And I'm not sure it would even be close.
Yeah.
Because both of them have an argument as the best player at that position.
Now, the Williams news obviously came out about 12 hours after we recorded this, but I wanted to give this interview all of its due and not cut things out just because they were untimely. This time of year, it's impossible to keep everything on time. So hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to get to probably my biggest question for him coming up next. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are going to be back in full swing, and BetOnline even covers award shows, reality TV, all kinds of stuff. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code's Locked On for BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. It's pretty impressive. And all I really need to know from you is, in which state have you started the adoption papers?
You know, I'm not ready to take it to that point yet. I mean, you know, Mitch will always hold a special place in my heart. When there were some tiny rumors that, you know, that the Bills might, for salary cap purposes, move on from Mitch Morse, my heart skipped a beat. Very, very special player to me. Obviously, good in part because I know him just a little bit, and he's a wonderful, wonderful person. But he also, I just love the way he plays. And Tooney has a very similar thing. Everything is done right. And he does. It's not like, I'm not trying to say he's physically an underachiever. He's very athletic, and he's got some good strength to him. Although, again, he's not like Osemele, where he's like going to bowl people over. But because he does everything so well, he's just hard to beat. He held his own against Aaron Donald, who is stressful to watch. When you're trying to chart an offensive lineman snaps, it's so stressful. He is so fast, so strong. And he held, and Tooney held his own, and he actually kind of became more of a household name after playing very well against Donald in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and that's honestly, that was the culmination of what my pre-draft look at him had become, because I was pretty high on him coming out, and I thought that it was going to be about his development. Certainly facing Donald was going to be a big part of it. When that did happen, I felt like he had taken the next step. And like you said, he's not the uber athlete. He's not the uber power guy. It's a nice blend of both. And I think that lends to what this system needs, because I do think that they're a little suspect in short yardage situations. I do think they still want to run inside outside zone the majority of the time.
Absolutely. So absolutely. It's a huge help in those situations. And he's a guy that they struggle to run the ball this year. And part of that, as much as I like Allegretti, he didn't get in space quite as well as I'd like. Austin Reiter is back and forth on that. He also doesn't get in space quite as well as what they got used to. And neither of them are pure power guys either. They need the right situation. And I think it's going to help their run game. It's going to help their screen game. It's going to be an excellent thing. On a complete side note, as we're talking, it's not the thing you're hoping for.
Aww.
Nate, mutual friend Nate Taylor, who is one of the most wonderful humans in this business, is reporting that the Chiefs have shown interest in training for Zach Ertz.
That's interesting.
It's an interest. What a time to be alive. They are just, they're doubling and tripling and quadrupling down, and I'm here for it. You love to see it.
As long as it's a fourth or a fifth, I can live with that.
Yeah, if that even. This is one of those, we think you're going to release him. He might have a little bit left in the tank. Sure, why not?
Yeah, and I'm with you. We saw the Patriots went another drift back towards double tight end. I think that's certainly what Andy would like to do. I'd love to see it. If that were to come to pass, I think that leaves you the room that, A, he could fill in for Kelsey if Kelsey has to miss any time, and B, with his injury history, you don't need to rely on him as a every game player. I think it's a nice fit.
Absolutely, and the Chiefs have, for a long time, given more snaps than people realize to their second tight end. And I kind of wish they wouldn't. Given the guys that they've had there, that's one reason why Demetrius Harris became so well known among Chiefs fans. And honestly, it's been downhill since Demetrius Harris. Yeah. The guys they've had replace him haven't been as capable in the blocking game and have actually been more suspect with their hands, which is tough when, you know, when the fan base nicknames you Incompletrius and then the guys that follow you have a tougher time. That's not good. So I would love to see them address that a little bit, although I think Harris is a free agent too, so who knows?
Let's not even start about Chiefs returning, because I don't think Rodney Hudson has a spot to come back to either. But would you do it?
Oh, what I would really do, and I think they have the money to barely do it, it would cost them in the next couple of years, but who cares? You know, we are but a mist is what I read in a great book once. If I were the Chiefs, I would go nuts. I would see if you could convince Rodney to come back at a relative bargain, and maybe could, maybe couldn't. And I would try to line up Williams, Tooney, and then Hudson, and then see if you can get Kyle Long to take that right guard spot. Because as much as I like LDT, honestly, he didn't play particularly well in 2019. We'll see how he does coming back. I hope he does come back strong, mm-hmm. but it would be nice to have options there too. I really like Lucas Niang. And I think with a year off, especially to get completely healthy, to train a little more in a way that a lot of college players don't get to train. Yep. They don't get a full year to prepare for the league. And I think that's somewhat advantageous as opposed to jumping right from college to the pros. I think he should be able to step in and do a pretty good job. And if he does, you're talking about the possibility of having literally the best offensive line in the league. And if you can do that in front of Patrick Mahomes, you almost have to.
Yeah. I mean, imagine Patrick with Trent's offensive line. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about. It's kind of
exactly that. Then that's exactly what you're looking for. And the game has changed to an extent, but there's certain things that remain the same. And a quarterback who has time to sit and survey consistently, you can dial up all sorts of crazy things play call wise. And I want them to be able to do that. We saw how much it benefited Trent Green, who was a good but not great quarterback and did not have remotely, because people say, well, we got to address wide receivers. Trent Green, I mean, he had Tony, but Trent Green would have killed to have Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, and Byron Pringle as his primary weapons. He would have killed for that, because that was as great as Tony was. When you go Hill, Kelce, that is significantly better than Gonzalez, Kennison. Yeah. And they still put up huge numbers. And so you can make do. It's crazy to say make do, because they still have a lot of talent at receiver. When your top two guys are the two best at their position, arguably, in the game, that's nice. Yeah. And so from there else, you can surround them with other talent and still get things done. Plus, there's like 20 good wide receivers still left in free agency who haven't gotten paid. So yeah. I say go for it.
We're not even going down that rabbit hole, because we'll be here all day long. But folks, I think we will talk a little bit more on RGR football, so we'll get to that here in a minute. But thank you for listening to us today. Seth, thanks for getting back on Locked On. It's great.
This is awesome. I love talking with you guys.
Folks, you can catch everything over on his Substack at Chief of the North newsletter. Make sure you check that out. Thanks for listening to us today, and we'll talk to you next time. You can get all the updates over at Chief's Substack at Chief in the North newsletter. That was a lot of fun, and we appreciate you guys hanging out. Let us know what you think in the iTunes reviews. We'll have more for you tomorrow, as the Chiefs are going to be making some moves. It's not over. It's really just begun as the Chiefs move forward. We appreciate all your time and checking out this show, this podcast. Hope that you're subbed. Thanks for listening today, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.